Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 82 for the high today. And yes, we are going to see a lot of sun. I feel like there might be a lot to unpack here this morning. And so here's really the situation of what happened. Breezy gets this message on Instagram asking...
No, like, I'm literally pissed.
I know.
It's too much.
She gets a message asking if she can please reach out on, to me to see if I would be interested in being featured in what?
Some, like, Instagram dating site.
Dating in Rochester, New York. And she sends me this screenshot. And in all fairness, I told her straight up. I said, look... They could have easily reached out to me. I would have said no directly.
Correct.
That's correct. Fine.
Why don't I read the message? Because it's absolutely bananas. And I was like,
I have it right here in front of me as well.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Sure.
All right. So they write me this message. I didn't see it because they got a hold of Breezy first. This is what they wrote. Hey, Moose.
Oh, wait. I thought I was going to read mine. No.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, read
yours.
Yeah.
Hi, Breezy. We wanted to reach out and let you know that we'd love to feature Moose as one of our candidates. He really stands out, and we think he'd be a great fit for what we're building. Let us know if he's interested. We'll take the next steps from there. Best, dating in Rochester, New York. First of all, I'm not your assistant. I'm not your handler. I'm not really sure why people are coming to me when they're trying to get to you. Like, the disrespect is...
I don't know, maybe
they're
just assuming that maybe you're going to do your due diligence, you know what I mean? And I'm harder to get a hold of. So.
Right.
Listen, I didn't know they were going to get a hold of you. They could have easily messaged me. So a couple days later, this is the message I get from them. I'm going to be honest with you. It sounded a little hokey. They said, hey, Moose, we're looking for someone who brings the heat, the charm, and a little bit of trouble.
Right.
And babe, you're all of the above.
They're not wrong. They're just not wrong.
You're giving main event energy. And we think it's time the spotlight found you. By the way, there's all these weird emojis they put at the end of every sentence. Send us your best picks and let us get you featured today. Brace yourself, Moose. Hearts are about to howl for you. I'm like, who wrote this? Who wrote this?
Yeah, and in that moment, I would say, thank you so much, block.
So then, okay, I screenshotted this. I sent this to Breezy, and then I wrote, hey, guys, where's my reply? I said, I really appreciate you thinking of me for this, but I'm going to have to pass on this opportunity. Let me know if you need me to send other people your way. So then I checked in on the page 24 hours later, and it's gone.
It's gone. It's gone. There's a lot of different layers to this. First things first, I am so sick and tired of people treating me like I'm your assistant.
Oh, Breezy, get over it.
Coming to my Instagram to talk about you is diabolical. To ask me questions about you. This is not the first time, and I hope and pray to God it's going to be the last, because I'm triggered. And I want everyone to know just how inappropriate it is to come to me if you need him. Okay? Because listen,
I just don't understand why you're directing this anger towards me. I don't have anything to do with it.
You're existing, so there's that. It's just ridiculous, the disrespect. I'm not your secretary. I'm not your personal assistant. Like, what is going on here? People all the time, especially when you first got on the show. Hey, like, I need you to hook me up with Moose. Like, I need to date Moose. Like, help a girl out. Literally, get out of my DMs.
And that's when the grudge was held, right there. That's when it happened.
Get out of my DMs. Like, what are we doing here?
First of all,
it's so disrespectful.
I don't understand,
honestly,
why it's so difficult to just send these messages my way. It's no big deal. It's no skin off your back. It takes 2 seconds.
You're going through an extra... Okay, here's what's happening. You're going through an extra step. And dare I say, shooting yourself in the foot, because... Here's the situation, girls. Although I am a girl's girl, if you do this and you disrespect me like this, Moose and I will be kikiing, and you'll never hear from any of us ever again.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, it's Carmen. Good morning.
What up, Carmen?
Boy.
Hey, Breezy, could you ask Moose, did that say babe?
Yes.
That's why I asked you to ask him.
Yeah,
you get upset
right
about it. Okay.
My gosh. Or it's the other way around. So one time this guy who works here came in and was literally having a conversation with me, and I said something he didn't like, and he said, Moose, can you tell your co-host that that's not how you speak to me? I was like, okay, I'll never speak to you again.
No,
thank
and now
so much.
Now that sales guy is officially dead to Breezy.
No, I will never
Carmen,
speak to him again.
Do me a favor. All right, have my back on this. Tell her that she's just blowing this out of proportion. So I get messages, too, all the time. Hey, do you think Breezy would be interested in this event? And I delete the message.
No, I think those are, I wouldn't say they're inappropriate, but they're stupid.
So
well, it's not
dumb.
It's not about that. It's just, in general, she making a big deal out of being my assistant.
I don't think she is making a big deal about
you
that.
You know what your problem is, Carmen?
Thank you so much, Carmen.
You met Breezy one time at Lilac Festival. Now you just have her back regardless
yeah,
of...
Yeah, and I love that moment for us. And Carmen is Team Breezy until the day he dies.
All right. That's what it is.
Did that invitation say babe on yours, by the way?
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
Yes.
So weird, man.
Babe.
Don't they know you don't like massages by dudes? Don't they know?
Yeah.
They don't know. I don't like...
They clearly don't listen to the show that well.
Hi, Carmen.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right, buddy. You know, not to mention, for the record, anytime you need something from me, I'm there.
That's
yes,
not
you're not
That's
my personal assistant.
True.
I am not your emotional support blanket. I am not your Uber driver. I am not pest control.
It's literally...
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, we need to go back, because how easily we forget.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
When Breezy had a rodent issue in her Park Ave apartment, who did she call to come over there and set traps?
You set one trap one time, and that was a medical issue.
Who sent a message to these mice? I did. When her car broke down both times, who did she need to drive all the way to Spencerport to drop her off because she didn't want to take an Uber because she's cheap? Who did she need to drop off all the way in Spencerport, come all the way back to the city?
That was an emergency situation.
Me.
I would have died on the side of the road, and then you wouldn't have had a co-host. And then you coming home from California would have been for nothing.
Every time she's in a fight with her girlfriend, who is the first person she comes crying to in the morning and just unloads about every detail going on between her and Patrice?
Oh.
Me.
First of all, I'm talking to in general, and you're just in the room, so... You're
no,
welcome.
You're looking directly at
no.
me having a conversation. And you know what? I wish just one show would go by where you're not gaslighting me.
No. Nope.
Just,
just can we do this one time?
So anyways, I'm not going to be on Dating in Rochester, New York because I said no and they shut it down.
Sorry, ladies. The whole account was made just to talk to you and me.
They featured one guy. Some dude holding a trumpet. I don't know who he was. Handsome young man.
Here's the situation, my friends. Here's the situation. I know there is an old saying out there of like, if you want to get to him, you got to go through me. But that normally applies to very toxic mother-son relationships. We don't have that. So if you want to get to him, you simply don't have to go through me. It's not a pass, go, collect $200 situation. Leave me out of it. I've been trying to help him for years. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing she can do.
Leave me out of it. I'm not your personal assistant. And that's the end of that.
Do you feel better about this whole thing?
Well, I think... hope people understand. I'm going to get like 7 messages. Hey, can you tell Moose?
I feel
and
like where this
delete
is.
Delete my Instagram.
And you know, I don't want to dig too deep and dive too deep into this, but I think where this anger also is stemming from is the close relationship that I have with your girlfriend that's separate from you. You see what I'm saying? I feel like it's all connected. I also feel like maybe you're the one that set up that dating site.
Just to get you out of my girlfriend's DMs and texts? Yeah, absolutely. Don't put it past me. You know I love catfish in a catfish moment. We will dive deeper into that. But I'm not mad that they reached out because it means you're no longer going to be hitting on me or my girlfriend. I'm just mad and disappointed in the way in which they did it.
No, I understand. That's fair enough. And that being said, if you guys ever need to get a hold of me, you can hit Breezy up at her Instagram at Breezy on Air.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
It's Breezy's big bills update.
Oh, no.
PXY.
God, I was not ready for that.
I can't believe it's Tuesday and I haven't even talked about this yet. But over the weekend, Buffalo Bills quarterback, our beloved Josh Allen, who won his first NFL MVP award back in February, he's married. He's a married man. He is off the market.
That's right, officially.
Yes, officially. So
with the hottest wife ever.
No, literally. So Josh Allen and his fiance, now wife, Hailee Steinfeld, got married on Saturday in California. Obviously, pictures are being shared. And here's the situation. These pictures that are being shared are, they look like very much so paparazzi.
Yeah, they weren't invited.
Which.
Like you could see like there's shrubs in front of the camera.
Correct. Which is kind of, I don't know, it kind of gives me the ick a little bit. Like. Nothing's sacred. Nothing's private.
No.
They can't just like get married and
That's not how it works.
Cute little moment. They've obviously been to several major events together, but they got engaged in November of 2024 and married by May 2025, which I'm not going to lie, that is a very short engagement. That is a very fast turnaround, but when you have all the money in the world, what does it matter?
You know when you mean? Know...
You know. I don't even think it's a sense of knowing. I think it's a sense of planning. Obviously, they're so in love. They're obsessed with each other. And that's very clear in like literally everything that they do. They were gorgeous, stunning, iconic. They had like shrubbery literally up and down the aisle, these potted plants. It was gorgeous. And I'm happy for them. Glad their weather was a little bit more favorable than the wedding I was at this weekend.
They're in California. Because
they were in California.
What's going to go wrong there? Except
for a wildfire.
Fire.
And, you know.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Well, it must be how magical to find that kind of love.
Now you're crying.
And that was Breezy's
Big
Bills
Update on PXY. Sponsored by DraftKings.
No, it's not. A woman on TikTok, you guys, said something about overweight people who try to better themselves.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Her comments has people absolutely losing their minds. But this is not just about health, but about body image and who we actually trust. Some are calling her brutally honest. Others say she crossed a major line. We're going to play you the audio coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free. And always will be.
Always will be.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Happy National Egg Day today.
Right, yes, of course.
Dazzle her with hard-boiled eggs. You can't possibly tell me you think this is a good idea when posting on TikTok, but people are going to say and do whatever they want because they feel safe doing it from behind their screens.
I just don't think that everyone with a mouth and a phone should have the God-given right to use it.
Couldn't agree more.
Because they don't know how to use it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of us who have regretted, maybe in the past, posting something that we took a little heat for. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you have to be extra cautious.
Yeah, for sure.
Because people have no problem trying to cancel you.
Right.
Take a listen to why this woman took a lot of heat after she posted her unpopular opinion to TikTok.
If you're 200 pounds, you shouldn't be in a Pilates class. There's no reason why they should allow 200-pound people in a level 2 class. Or you shouldn't be allowed to be a Pilates instructor if you have a gut and you're fat.
Here she comes apologizing.
Come on here and just formally apologize for my last few videos. They were nasty. And I think the reason why I posted them was because I think there are some insecurities in me and some self-hate or something. She's like, I don't know. What are people supposed to say during this? She's like, Jonathan, roll the script.
It's right. It doesn't come off as genuine. It's not.
Like, I don't really know. Something's wrong with me, I think.
585-252-9800. Is it shallow to judge a fitness trainer by their weight, or is it common sense?
Yeah, it's insane. She was horrid, obviously.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
And listen, you can go ahead and post your unpopular opinion. You can post your hot take. But I think it really comes down to the delivery.
Yeah, it definitely comes down to the delivery.
That was
a delivery that nobody should mirror. Don't ever take a page out of that woman's book, period.
Can you remember a time where you regretted posting something? I go back now to my Facebook memories, and I want to crawl under a rock.
Yeah, when my mom wouldn't let me online as a child, I wish I just listened to her instead of doing it anyways and then just...
As a kid,
saying things that are wildly inappropriate for a 16-year-old to say, like, oh dear, you're unwell.
That's when you're using Twitter.
No, you need help. And I thought it was like so cool because I was like, I'm the only one on Twitter. Yeah. I really was. And
I mean, I see these Facebook memories pop up from 2009. I'm like, what? I said what?
Really bad.
Why did I
What
say
did you that? Say about being a virgin?
Oh, I said something along the lines of, I've never been kissed. But I'm not a virgin.
Right.
Dated back to 2010.
Seek help.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, good morning, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
What's your thoughts on this?
Good morning. So, I don't think the woman in the video, what she was saying was very nice, but it doesn't mean that she's wrong.
Okay, tell us more.
I mean, I'm not going to... going to hire an over, like, 200-pound fitness instructor to help me get in shape. I mean, let's be honest with each other.
So you don't agree how she delivered her message, but you don't disagree on what
But you stand by the message.
Exactly, because, like, I'm not going to fault someone for trying to better themselves, but why on earth would you be trying in a Pilates class? Like, yes, there was probably a nicer way for her to say it, but not everything these days need to be, like, PC.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, Pilates is not something I've ever done. I don't know that much about it, but why can't you get in shape from doing Pilates? What kind of class is it? Is it to stretch your muscles? Is it to tone? What do you use Pilates for?
Yeah, it is kind of to tone. I mean, I've taken a Pilates class. I think that's what I got out of it. But listen, I think that there's a lot of people out there just, like, aren't house trained. And I think that a lot of these thoughts are inside thoughts because there's just no nice way to really deliver that. And I guess you can come on and be like, hey, guys, I'm Shannon. But I also am like, I'm not in the business of hurting others' feelings, especially since I've been on the other end of that. I would even argue I still am. So it's not great.
But Shannon, what if this individual, like, had a good track record, can guarantee you great results, or let's say, for example, your money back? Even if they didn't look like they can play the part, would you even consider it?
No, that's like taking advice from a doctor who smokes a pack a day. Why would I do that?
That is just to give the individual a chance, like I said, especially if they have a good track record.
Look, when I'm trying to get help from someone that looks like me, I want to strive to get better help. Here's the thing, guys. If I'm paying someone to help me get fit, I want to feel like they've walked the walk, you know? It's not about being mean or judgmental. It's just about credibility. Would you hire a broke financial advisor? Probably not.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't.
I think she was just saying that a lot of people are already thinking about, like, they're too afraid to say it out loud.
Okay.
But anyway, that's just my two cents. Love the show. Thanks for letting me call in.
Have you, Shannon, would you ever date somebody who's, I don't know, how do I put this, Breezy? Would you date a gentleman who's overweight?
Absolutely, but he's not going to be telling me what to do in the gym.
Okay.
So you stand by it. It's just based around your fitness goals.
Yeah.
All right. So Shannon definitely agrees with this TikTok influencer.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, though, Shannon. I appreciate your take on this.
Thank you both.
Me. I'm not in the business of hurting others' feelings. Also me. Moxer voice. Classic.
Hey, guys. Good morning. What if this individual... Well, who is this right here? If I'm hiring a trainer, they need to look like they can actually help me. That's not rude. That's being real. That came in from Alyssa.
This person says, hang up on this girl.
Kelly,
we did. Don't you worry.
Kelly says, I'm so tired of this idea that worth equals size. Bodies are different. Maybe that 300-pound trainer beat a lifetime of trauma and could teach you more than a trainer who's in actually great shape. So Kelly, well, it's a good take, Kelly.
This person says, just because you're bigger doesn't mean you aren't fit. I mean, 100%. That is so true. I think that there are so many people that equate small to
healthy. That's not the case.
And that's not true.
Yeah.
You could be small and not 1 ounce of muscle on you. And that's not great. That's literally you. Yeah. That's 100%. Yeah, so. You need help.
Shut up.
Moose is like, I'm going to the gym. I'm absolutely ripping it. I'm like, you sat for 45 minutes.
Hey, listen, for some of you, you might look at me and be like, oh, wow, yeah, he doesn't have the best muscle mass. But trust me, under the shirt, I'm in the best shape of my life. Let's go.
He's lying to everybody. He's using the show as a vehicle to lie.
Guys, good morning. That call was fat phobic. Shannon clearly doesn't understand health. Weight doesn't equal ability. I've had amazing plus size instructors. This girl needs to do better. And then we have someone that says, I get where Shannon's coming from. But there's, like, a difference between personal preference and judging someone's whole ability. It's not black and white.
I think it's so, like, I don't know. It's so crazy because I've obviously been on the other end of this.
Yeah.
80 pounds heavier. I ran a half marathon.
Yeah.
I did 4 years of spin class, one to two times a day, and did CrossFit. So let's just relax for a second. Was it Is it easier for me to do now than it was then? Sure. Did I still push through and stay consistent with it? 80 pounds heavier? Of course I did.
But like this listener said, weight doesn't always equal ability.
Correct.
Some people are way more capable who are heavier set than, you know, the skinny girl down the block.
The 80-pound, you know, never know. Soaking wet.
All right. Thanks for the texts and calls on this one. You too, Shannon. Thanks for calling in this morning. It's PXY Mornings.
98. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.